I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we look back at one of the inductees from the 21st Annual Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame ceremonies that were held on December 12th. Today's feature is Heidi Higginbotham from the class of 1993. Higginbotham was a four-sport standout for Knoxville, but she made her mark and the biggest impact was on volleyball. Higginbotham was a part of the golden era of Knoxville volleyball and is considered one of Knoxville's all-time great hitters. She helped lead the Panthers to three conference titles and three state tournament appearances. She was also named All-State in her senior season. I talked with Higginbotham about her memories with the Panthers and her playing career after.
Well, Heidi, congratulations. What does this mean to you to be a Hall of Famer now?
Well, it was kind of out of the ordinary when Joe called me, and it's an honor. I'm very humbled and very honored. It's an amazing feeling. So,
when Joe called you, what was the first reaction?
Well, I was actually at Walmart, and he called, and I saw the phone number, and I was like, I better answer this. And I said, hello. And he's like, this is Joe. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, did I catch you a bad time? I'm like, no, I'm just leaving Walmart. So I took the phone call in my car. It took a minute to sink in and stuff. I was super excited, had this huge smile on my face. No one can see it except for the people around me that were in their cars. And I just was like, wow. And then I had tears. And then I was like, you know what? These are tears of joy. You know, it wasn't just wow that I was picked. It was amazing.
That era of Knoxville volleyball was some of the greatest, not only in this school history, but some of the greatest in the state. What was it like to go out there knowing you're looking across the net and thinking, they got no chance. We are going to sweep this team and do it so mercilessly that they won't know what hit them.
Well, we had Susie Darnell as our setter, Stacy Abbott on our outside, and me in the middle. We also had Angie Petty my junior year, and we were just a force to be reckoned with, and we knew it. And so we got our game faces on, and when we stepped on that court, it was game on. And we knew what we had to do. We run plays that were just, you don't see them anymore in high school. You know, our era was just, we were running shoots, we were running fives, we were running 1-1-1-1-1s. We did the double ones where I would go in, Stacy would go in. The blockers were confused on the other team. They had no idea where the ball was going. We also had a play where we went behind Susie. You know, Susie's here, I'm a middle hitter, I'm going to the right side. Like, we scrambled. And we were just a force that the teams on the other side didn't know what to do.
State 3 out of 4 years. What was that like? Just going, wherever that state was at that time, knowing that, we're going back, we're going to go back.
It was. But, you know, we had a lot of community support. I remember Vern at the hometown meets, you know, he's like, I've got your lunches packed. He gave us that turkey sandwich, you know, that brown sack lunch. We knew we were going to get those. And the community support behind us just fueled us even more. And we packed the gym. And so just the roar of the crowd and everything, we just knew. And we just wanted to perform for everybody. I mean, it almost was like a performance to us. You know, we knew what we had to do. We knew how to execute it, you know, and how to run it. And, I mean, yeah, there were times where we would get down, you know, and points and stuff. But we come back and we were like, all right, we were a family. You know what I'm saying? We just knew. We were a family. We all pulled together. And I wouldn't be standing here today either if I didn't have the passes, the sets, you know what I'm saying, and then the hitting and the blocking, you know, and it just, we were just amazing, and we were a good family that stuck together with the community support behind us. It just fueled us.
You had a lot of girls on that team in that era go off to play college, not just community college, at big time Division I. What was your story after graduation?
I took the scenic route. I actually was Division I. I got recruited by College of Charleston in South Carolina. Went out there, fifth in the nation in blocking, 18th in the nation in hitting. Just amazing. But the Midwest and the girl, when I came, I mean, I had a great season. Don't get me wrong. I had friends out there and stuff. I made friends because I didn't have anybody else. But we did amazing. And we stuck together even as College of Charleston. But it was when I came home at Christmas, I just said, I'm really homesick. I can't fathom going back out there again, even though I know I can do this. And I knew Rita Schroeder, my club coach down at Creston, would have had me in a heartbeat. You know, she knew I couldn't settle for the community college because I was ready to go to Division I. And so she snatched me. I called her, and she was the happiest thing ever. She's like, I got you enrolled in classes. I got you your housing. We're good. You just get here. So I went to SWCC. From there, I graduated with my bachelor. or with my associate's degree. And then Creighton recruited me. Creighton University recruited me from there. They were just getting their program started back up. They were in their second year of it. They got me going and expected big things of me, though, you know, because they're just starting their program up. So most of the people they got are juniors and, or I mean, I'm are freshmen and sophomores. So I was coming in as a junior. So there was, I think, only another two other seniors on there. So it was a young, young team. So they expected a lot out of me. So when I came on, I was like, okay, let's go, you know. And I wasn't the leader, but they expected big things out of me to set the bar for the other kids that were coming, you know, that were the freshmen and the sophomores. So
what was that like playing at that level? Obviously different than it is now, but what, you know, just kind of give us an idea. What was that like playing at the Division I level when maybe volleyball wasn't the sport it is now, like, you know, on national TV and, you know, it can be streamed everywhere.
Correct. It could be. The highlight, I think, when you're in a college like that and it's Division I, is you don't have a lot of people in the stands that you know. I was used to the gym being packed, you know, the roar of the crowd, you know, and then when you hit it, number one, like, yeah, Heidi, and then you go to college. I mean, you got it, but some of your stuff was, like, during the week, you know, and you were playing during the day, like when people are in college, and then some of it was weekend tournaments, but you didn't have that big crowd. You know, so it was a little bit of a wake up call. And like you said, we didn't have the streaming devices we have then. We didn't have the phones and that kind of stuff where you could go live so it was a little bit of a different atmosphere, I guess you could say, but it didn't keep us from playing. It was just more of and the gyms are bigger. So you would, you know, require more people there, and you didn't even have just your normal people. But the highlight was when your parents could make it to that game that May was 3 hours for them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that was your home game that was the closest to Knoxville that you get to, or just anybody, you know, a family member that lived somewhere else, you know, like when I went to Charleston, South Carolina, we went down to Florida, you know, or in Georgia and up the coast, you know, North Carolina. And so when you could just have family there, it made everything better.
Heidi, congratulations again.
So thank you so much.
Panther fans, help me in welcoming to the Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame from the class of 93, All-State Heidi Higginbotham.
Heidi Higginbotham, 2025 Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame inductee. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.